A word for you from Genesis chapter 22, verse 6. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife, so they went both of them together. Abraham was told to take his son, his only son, whom he loved, and sacrifice him. Here we observe Abraham's unwavering dedication to obey God. He took the wood, the knife, and the fire. Abraham was 100% dedicated and committed to the cause of God. He made no room for excuse. How easy it would have been for him to get to the top of the hill and say, "Oh God, I was going to obey you, but I don't have a knife. I can't make the fire. I don't have enough wood." No, Abraham was ready to obey God, and he took with him everything that was necessary. As Christians, it's vitally important that we listen to the Word of God. We must always listen to His Word, ready to act in obedience. It's not more difficult for us to listen to the Word of God than it was for His original hearers. All too often we allow ourselves to be put in situations where we will know that we will be disobedient to Him. And we tell ourselves, "Well, surely God doesn't expect something from me in this day and age. Surely God doesn't have such high expectations now. I mean, that was for the old times. That was for those old people. It was easy for them to obey God." No, it wasn't easy for Abraham to go up the mountain to sacrifice his son, which God saved him from doing. Some people have a problem with sin. They might have a problem with drinking. Well then, don't go near alcohol. Don't allow yourself to fall into sin. Don't allow yourself to make room for excuses. Some people have a problem with lust. Then don't watch TV after a certain time. Stop reading provoking magazines. Smash your cell phone if necessary. Hold yourself accountable to someone. Whatever your sin is, whatever it is in your life that you need to stop, God's Word says cut it out. Don't try and reason your way around it. You know it's wrong, and you know you need to stop, and you know you need to stop making excuses for what you are doing. Perhaps your problem isn't so much what you are doing, rather it's what you are not doing. You know you should be evangelizing. However, you only go to places where other Christians are. You only fellowship with other Christians. You don't allow yourself to be around non-believers. Ultimately, the finest example of this is seen in Jesus Christ, who never ever sinned. He was tempted by Satan himself, yet he obeyed the will of the Father perfectly, even until death on the cross. Let us give up all of our excuses and obey the Word of God.